this a piece of mind, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break your spine. They say that I'm so fine. You could never match my grind. Please do not, not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Ignite Radio News.
Good afternoon. My name is Keyshawn. Let's take a look inside the Ignite newsroom. Looking at international news, NATO has pledged to give more support to Ukraine by supplying arms and by helping Ukraine fix energy grids badly damaged by Russian missiles. The Russian strike left millions of Ukrainians without electricity or running water during freezing temperatures. In Canadian news, a snowstorm has hit British Columbia with up to 20 centimeters of snow. Snow began falling on BC's southern coast on Tuesday afternoon with a high outflow of wind in its forecast. This could be hazardous to drivers in southwest BC. 25 centimeters of snow was predicted for the inland parts of BC, with around 5 to 10 centimeters in southern areas. Looking at some Hamilton news, a team of McMaster students, which has spent nearly 7 years creating a satellite to measure space radiation, is set to finalize plans to launch their creation into space. The Canadian Space Agency is welcoming the creators this week to finalize preparations of their satellite to further the understanding of long-term effects of space radiation.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Ignite Radio weather.
Let's look at sports. In the NBA, the 76ers are going up against the Cavaliers. The Pelicans are setting up for the Raptors, and the Trailblazers are setting the stage for the Lakers. In the NHL, the Rangers are butting heads with the Senators. The Sharks are going up against the Maple Leafs, and the Sabres are lining up for the Red Wings.
Ignite Radio weather.
Looking at your Hamilton weather, Weather Warning Environment Canada has stated that the Great Lake areas will be experiencing 90 kilometer winds. Today is looking like showers with a high of 10. Tonight is going to drop to minus 1. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy with a high of 2. Currently outside the Ignite studio, it's 5 degrees.
Can't get enough hit music now?
IgniteRadio.ca.
Shopping in a Benz, I like you, I do. I hit you in a land, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went up out of France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do. Oh girl, I know you only like it fancy, so I pull up in that Maybach Candy. Yeah, your boyfriend, I never understand me, cause I'm about to pull this girl like a hammy, hammy. Let's take a little dip, little lady. Hit PCH from Eddie.
riding up in I like you, I do. I hit you when I land, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went up out of France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do, I do.
Let me know when you're free, cause I've been trying to hit it all week, babe. Why you looking all sweet? I know that you want a little on me. Drop bands for that dude in your teeth. He led the way I dripped on that pool to the beach. And I could've caught the burger, but I cops the lead. Why we got the same taste for the finer things? Brand new with the same routine. Now we got me on a leash, cause we said no strings. You know I'm cool with that. So the you ain't get sued for that. Wonder what a foot might do for that. I could be a shocker where roof is at. 80 in the bins when that roof go back. They don't wanna see us get too upset. I just got a feeling that we might be friends for a long, long time. Don't mind, and you know I like you for that.
Girl, I like you, I do. I wanna be your friend, go shopping in the bins. I like you, I do. I hit you when I land, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went up out of France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do.
I Like You by Post Malone featuring Doja Cat. It's Raya Sunshine, and I'm here with the TRO group, and I'm sitting currently right now with Jacob.
Hey, Raya, what's going on?
Nothing much. How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good. Even better, though, because last night I just saw a trailer for one of my favorite reboots that's coming up this year. I used to be a huge fan of That 70s Show, and Netflix just released a trailer for That 90s Show, which is like a soft reboot. And I'm excited, but I'm a little nervous just because I know the track record with, you know, reboots and stuff, and they always kind of are let down.
Yeah, I agree. That sounds super interesting, though, the 90s show. I feel like reboots, though, they just haven't been as good as they used to be. I find that the original just... they can't compare it. They can't compare it, and the original ones can't be touched. Like, my favorite shows, for example, are... as a kid, I used to watch Proud Family and That's So Raven. Those were my shows. But now that they each have their own reboot, I was a little bit disappointed and let down just because I felt like it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, they seem to just not quite catch that magic. Like, yeah. I used to be a huge Full House fan as a child, and I still am. Like, I hold it near and dear to my heart. And when I saw them coming out with Fuller House, I was super stoked just to get more of it. And I watched the first season, and then I was like, it just doesn't feel like it is. So I'm a little worried for That 90s Show, because I love That 70s Show. It's obvious, it's just a bunch of kids having fun as teenagers, and I want to see what they do in another generation. But, like, my fingers are crossed it's going to be good, but I kind of already know I'm going to be a little disappointed.
Yeah, well, let's keep those fingers crossed. And for those who love The 70s Show, you can look out for The 90s Show. Coming up soon, we got some more great music and some Christmas music on the way.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Want to get social?
Social? Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
To her, maybe did even worse. I kept quiet so I could keep you. And ain't it funny how you ran to her the second that we called it quits? And ain't it funny how you said you were friends? Now it sure as hell don't look like it. You betrayed. She's a new trophy. I know if you were true, there's no damn way that you could fall in love with somebody that quickly. Ain't it funny? All the twisted games, all the questions you used to avoid. Ain't it funny? Remember I brought her up and you told me I.
Santa's coming to town, and we're going to welcome him with the best Christmas and holiday music.
Ho, ho, ho!
We might even put out some milk and cookies.
This is Ignite Radio.
was Christmas Every Day by Simple Plan. And this is Vreya, and I'm back with Jacob. And Christmas is approaching real soon, like right around the corner, not even in a month.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little worried. I'm always a last-minute shopper, too, and this year it's just going to be terrible. I have no plans. I don't even know what to get people, but I have to do it, and I'm on my own this year, so I don't know what to do.
That's me. I am definitely a last-minute shopper, and I find that I'm also a last-minute planner to shop. I'm the same way. I don't know who my list of people that I'm buying. I have an idea of who I'm buying for, but it's not concrete yet. And I have no idea what I'm going to buy these people. So definitely behind there. But we got what, 3.5 weeks?
Yeah, we hope so. And I'm even worse, too, because not only am I a terrible last-minute shopper, but I have no clue when any of my Christmases or any of my, like, others' Christmases are. My girlfriend had to actually make a planner for me so I wouldn't forget when everything was.
Shout out to your girlfriend, because that's helpful, definitely. So how many Christmases then do you have, like dinners and events that you have to go to?
So her family has like 3 dinners and 2 events, and then my family has 2 dinners, and like we don't really know well. Sometimes we just end up doing stuff. We are terrible at planning.
So you definitely got 5 dinners then.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the holiday season. It just seems a lot of driving for me, and it just...
Five dinners. I have 1 dinner.
I wish.
And it's always like my family is huge. Just my immediate family alone is like 50 people. So having a whole bunch of kids, whole bunch of family members around, it's always fun, but it's definitely chaotic. So we only do 1 dinner, just 1 and done.
Well, yeah, it's so hard. You walk into the, like, you're ready to have a nice meal. You walk in and you just hear a bunch of little kids screaming. And
yeah.
Nothing just sucks my energy. I'm like, oh, great.
You're like, okay, well, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Let us know, though. How do you guys spend your holidays? Let us know on our Twitter at Radio at Mohawk. And up next, we got entertainment, and stick around for some cool music.
An irregular heartbeat can mean that your heart is beating too fast or too slow. It can lead to shortness of breath, dizziness, even death. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation funded research into the use of devices like the implantable pacemaker that make an irregular heartbeat regular, keeping hearts beating the way they should. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, 2 moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in 2 right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's divorce is final. The two settled yesterday in court, which grants them equal access to their kids, and Kanye is to pay Kim $200,000 a month in child support. Balenciaga is suing the production company responsible for its ad campaign for spring 2023 after paperwork about a Supreme Court ruling on child pornography was identified in one of the images. Balenciaga initiated the lawsuit on Friday and is seeking at least $25 million in damages. Some members of the Iranian national soccer team could face arrests or, worse, brutal beatings upon their return home from the World Cup. A political author and an expert in Iran said after the team's initial protest of their national anthem and after getting eliminated from the world's largest soccer tournament, players could be facing retribution. It's Logan Waller, and that was your Entertainment Minute.
Radio station playing hit music now.
This is Ignite Radio.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like
'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. At a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss a mic back. But all these people all around and crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah. 'Cause I don't care. Don't care. When I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Baby.
To Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
I do the most in a second, every minute, all the hours. I'm good to go, whether I know, whether I don't know if I will even make it out. For a little love, I go a little bit crazy when I feel desire as far as
That was Due for Love by Black Atlas, and I'm back with Jacob. Presidency's been a huge talk right now in the news. I've been watching a lot of news lately, and I've been hearing some rumors that the rapper Kanye West is running for the election, 2024 election for U.S. presidency. What do you have to say about that?
I mean, I think it's insane that he's gonna do it, or that he's, like, he's actually doing it. But the more insane part is, I would probably vote for him just out of me finding it funny. I think he's going to receive votes just out of people like me that just are assuming he's not going to win and voting anyways, and he will end up getting a lot of support.
That's exactly how Donald Trump got elected, remember?
Exactly.
So you think that it's going
to... I think he's going to sadly end up getting into a position of power.
Sadly, I have to agree with you. I was looking online on Global News, and it said that Donald Trump is actually his running mate. And he's also running again for the 2024 election. So we got Donald Trump and Kanye who are running together pretty much.
It's so out there that I believe it's actually kind of possible that they will end up winning together. And we're going to see that in the White House. And
that's crazy.
It's a scary thought.
And, you know, it's kind of crazy that they don't even really have the qualifications for presidency.
Oh, no, not
Donald
at all.
Donald Trump, he's a great businessman. He has money, but that's about it. I can't really see.
Yeah, he's not much of like a political activist. And then you got Kanye, who's a talented musician,
yes,
and artist, but should he be in charge? Like, is that a guy that
and
should
have
his, power?
And with his rampage in the media lately?
Oh, that's...
I don't know. We're going to have to just wait and see how this plays out. Let us know what you guys think is going to happen at our Twitter. Do you think that they're going to win presidency, or do you think that it will be somebody else? Coming up next, we have What's Up Mohawk and a few other songs.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them in school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Emmanuel Shrieky. I lost my mother to colon cancer. She was only 47. Talk with your doctor and get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
This is your way back for those that need to know. Here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Are you just too busy in the mornings to make yourself breakfast? With exams coming around the corner, I know I am. Tomorrow on December 1st, from 8:30 to 11, stop by room 112 and grab yourself a nice warm breakfast. They've got pancakes, fresh fruit, yogurt. Make sure to swing on by and enjoy. I know I'm definitely going to. Hey, are you still into that World Cup mood even after Canada got eliminated from the qualifying stages? Stop by the Performing Arts Center and watch the last Canadian game of the World Cup. Watch them take on Morocco at 10 o'clock. Cheer with your fellow Canadians, and hopefully we can get a W. And are you looking for some professional headshots? Swing by G103 on December 8th from 11 to 1. Get yourself some professional headshots, but make sure you fill out a request to do so. And hey, those things pay for themselves. I'm Jacob Stark, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
Live from Mohawk College,
this is Ignite Radio.
Hit music now. Hey.
Havana, ooh, na-na.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, na-na.
Hey.
He took me back to East Atlanta, na-na-na.
Uh-huh.
Havana, oh no. He didn't walk up with that high.
so kind of fun. Fresh out east, that Atlanta with no mountains down. Fresh that east, that Atlanta, up on the pole like a traffic jam. Hey, I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, hey, bring it on me. Hey, try to crave it on me, get the beating on me. On me. She waited on me. Hey, well, try to cake it on me, got the bacon on me. Bring it down. This is history and I'm making homie. On me. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it goes a million, that's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah.
Oh, no.
All of my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana.
Ignite Radio. Listen live on the TuneIn app and online at igniteradio.ca.
You've never been to heaven, have you?
But I'm cold every season. Know he got that pipe, let him bust it till it's leak. Yeah. Booty like a pillow, he could use it while he's sleeping. Look, don't be going through my phone, cause that's the old me. Ain't the only one trying to be my one and only. Real thick, moving slow, that body like he a player, but for making, he cutting the whole team. That body, looking nice. I got cake and I know he wanna slice. I wish a bullshit would try to put me on ice. I ain't never had to chase in my life. I want that nasty, that freaky stuff. Live under my bed and keep tight up. That Hansel and Gretel, let him eat me up.
On crib. One thing about me, I ain't taking no shit. He will. I know it's not his old bitch. Caesar Milan, I got his train. Try to let a dog know who really running things.
You've never been to heaven, have you? Ooh, that's the ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby, I might just give you a bite.
Me and Dua Lipa finna get the party lit.
I just give you a
And that was Sweetest Pie by Megan Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa. I am back with Jacob, and it's that time of year where Spotify and Apple do their playlists and they categorize what your top artists and your top songs were. I have Apple Music, and I finally got my replay and my recap of what I listened to, the artists that I love to listen to. Jacob, have you got yours?
Yes, I have, and I love this time of the year because it's when you kind of start to get called out and you can see how, like, what kind of music you're listening throughout mm-hmm. the year, whether you're in a happy mood or a sad mood, and I think mine kind of reflects a decent amount of both.
Mine 100% reflects a decent amount of both. I went through a little bit of a breakup beginning of the year, so it was a little bit emotional, so you see that yeah. music come through.
I love seeing
and
that, you can always see it.
You see when I got my confidence back and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm over it. You see the complete 360 change in music taste, and it's honestly the funniest thing ever. What were your top five artists?
My top five artists are a little weird. They're scattered between some different, like, genres. So my first artist with, like, triple the amount of minutes listened to is mm-hmm. a country artist named Zach Bryan. And he's got a lot of sadder music, and I just seem to vibe with it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Chance the Rapper. I don't know how, just I like four of his songs, and they seem to always pop back up.
Nice.
Number three, I got Mac Miller. Four is Post Malone, of course. And then I got another country artist rounding out the top five with Luke Combs.
Nice. That's an interesting mix.
It's a nice little thing. I expected more, though.
Yeah. It's pretty balanced, though. You got some different genres up there. My top five, my top number one artist was Future. I had 3,517 minutes listening to him.
That is insane. Like, that is higher than my top listen to artist.
Isn't that crazy?
I only have 2,272 minutes on my one artist, and then the rest are, like, way lower. So you've, like, managed to triple that.
Right?
Compared to me.
Then I got Drake sitting at number two, Little Baby sitting at number three, Tank, who is an R&B artist, at number four, and Summer Walker at number five. But it's crazy that you say your minutes are lower, because my lowest minutes is Summer Walker, and it's still 1,800 minutes.
That's insane to me, because my lowest in my top five is only 504. I thought I listened to
that's
music
crazy.
A lot, but today I've noticed, like, everybody's been showing me theirs, and apparently, like, I barely listen to music compared to everybody else. I'm blown away by it. I'm impressed. And I'm a little saddened that I'm so low down compared to everybody else.
It's okay. It just calculates how your year was and everything that you listened to, right? Let us know, though, if for those who use Spotify and Apple Music on our Twitter, let us know what your top five artists were this year and what your recap was. Coming up next, we got a few ads in the Wayback Playback.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
This American rock band was formed in Las Vegas, Nevada in 2001. They've released seven studio albums, with the latest one being released in 2021. Their most famous song, which will be played right after this break, reached number one on the United Kingdom's charts and stayed there for 116 consecutive weeks, giving it the title of the longest reigning song at number one in the United Kingdom charts history. It also made it to number 10 on Billboard's Hot 100 and stayed there for around 4 weeks upon its release. The song is still played at every college party and probably will be till the end of time. It's been streamed on average 1.2 million times per week and has sold 3.5 million copies upon its initial release. If you can't guess the band yet or the song, in 2003, another one of their hit songs called Somebody Told Me, which also charted on both the UK and American charts, reaching 51st on the American charts and 28th on the United Kingdom charts. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about The Killers, and up next, they're here with their hit song, Mr. Brightside, on Ignite Radio.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
When I drive to your place, crash and burn, are we still okay? Lie awake just thinking about you. Using words like a knife, palm in your hand, sharp in the night. Alibis, but I got my doubts with you.
like a drug. I can't undo moments I had. Things that I said were true. Now the tables will turn. Why do I still sleep in your shirt when it hurts me? Hanging on to you, why do I still do? I can't live with and I can't live without it.
Was Love Turns Lovely by Sophie Simmons, and this couple's love wasn't so lovely. There was a recent divorce settlement between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. They actually went pretty smoothly. Kanye had a little bit of rampages, but
I was gonna say, you're getting smooth. I think Kim had it smooth, but I don't know if Kanye was quite as smooth as her.
Yeah, I mean, now that everything is becoming finalized, it makes it a little bit smoother, but you're absolutely right. It wasn't the smoothest divorce settlement before. They have 4 kids, and they have agreed to have joint custody, which is pretty amazing.
That's good to see that, like, he's still trying to fight for, like, custody of his kids, right?
Exactly. I completely agree. However, Kanye West has to pay his child support. His child support is $200,000 a month.
That is insane.
$200,000 for child support.
You could do so much with $200,000.
That's $50,000 per kid. That's insane.
Like, you could hire a specific nanny for each child.
You could, and still have a whole bunch of money left over.
You could still live the high life. That, like, is insane to me, but, I mean, that's what he's got to pay, right?
Exactly, and in the same breath, I think it goes off of their income as well. So, I mean, if he's got the money.
It's Kanye, right? Like, he has money coming in. Look, he's trying to be president, so.
Exactly. Kanye's trying to be president. He's got his shoe company. He's trying to get his, academy done?
Yeah, Donda Academy.
Yes.
His own school.
Yes.
He's doing a lot of things.
He's
recently
doing big things right now.
He ain't too strapped for cash, apparently.
No.
So I don't feel too bad for him, but that is an insane amount of money to
get. That is insane. Stick around. We got some Christmas music coming up, and that is The Real Ones.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children. For more information, call 1-800-361-7256. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
My name is Sarah. I'm 11 years old, and I have had juvenile arthritis since I was 2.
Thousands of Canadian children like Sarah have arthritis. On some days, the pain of juvenile arthritis can prevent kids from getting out of bed, going to school, and playing with their friends. No child should have to go through this. March is Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. Donate to the Arthritis Society to fund research and support families impacted by juvenile arthritis. Please visit arthritis.ca.
Thank you.
In the spirit of the holiday season, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever, here at Ignite Radio, we've written a little song to help spread some holiday cheer. Here we go.
Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, Ignite Radio, ho, ho, ho.
That's all we have. We kind of blew the budget on the music and didn't really think to hire anybody that could write lyrics, so yeah. Anyway, happy holidays from everybody at Ignite Radio.
Let it snow.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
You know I came in for the cake. Licking the money ain't the only thing I chase down. She ain't see the stars in the race. So now she got in them. Let her face down. That my type, my sweet hey. Go be wifey, if she freaky. Hell of a night, blowin' money like Monopoly. I'm a dog, kill a kitty, no apology.
I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy. Shawty, take it slow, then chitty, chitty. Come on, baby, be my jelly. Hey, baby, let me see it.
Jelly, baby.
I just wanna eat it.
Jelly, baby.
Baby, let me see it.
Jelly,
I really need it.
Jalebi.
Oh, baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
I just wanna eat it.
Jalebi.
I know the things that you like. I know the things that you like.
Tell me how you feel. Looking like a movie star, doing it for reals. Looking like a snack, looking like a whole meal.